Continuing through Sefer Orchos Yosher, Lilu Nishmas, Chaim Kanievsky, Schuso Yogin Aleinu, we're in Perek Yud Aleph, Tara. Reb Chaim discusses the Tfilas Ezra, which we know is the Tfila that Ezra Sefer was metakin, that a person who was in a state of Balkeri would have to be Tovel in a mikvah before he could learn or daven. And Rav Chaim starts the parak by saying that many of the Rishonim held that Tfilas Ezra had been canceled in terms of having to tovel before learning, but that it had not been canceled in terms of having to tovel before being able to daven. And he said that it still quotes the opinions of Rav Haigon and Reinu Chananel that it is Usher to daven without having first gone to the mikvah. And he says many of the Rishonim held this way, and even though the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Kriya Shema writes that we don't follow Takanas Ezra, that even Legabe Tfila we don't really follow that anymore, that a person can daven in a state of being Balkeri, said even though we got rid of that, said the Rosh Yeshiva of Bavel challenged the Rambam on this Pesach Halacha, and when the Rambam responded, he said that he himself was extremely makpid to never miss a tefillah when he needed it, but he felt that it wasn't really actually Halacha, so he couldn't really include it in the Mishnah Torah. And that's the Rabbeinu Yonah's explanation in Brachos of the Rambam Shita. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, saying that technically, yeah, there was Takanas Ezra, doesn't really apply anymore. There are many other Shitas that say that there is, to a certain extent, a remnant of that Gzeira. The Mishnah Berurah in Peches Sev Beis writes in the name of the Prima Gadim that a person who's machmir on himself is going to see tremendous bracha. And the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Tfila, Perek Dalid, that the minhag in Bavel and in Spain was that anyone who was a Balkeri wouldn't daven until he had gone to the mikvah. So Reb Chaim then quotes Shailos Uchuvas Min HaShemayim, which if I'm not mistaken is a Rishon, that the author asked the Malach that whether a person could be lenient Legabe Tfilas Ezra. So the Malach answers that in the same way that nowadays, tefillah and davening takes the place of karbanos, in the same way that a person couldn't be makriv a karbon in a state of keri, so that nowadays a person can't really be davening in a state of being balkeri. So absolutely, a person would have to tovel before davening. So, and if you might say that, why is it that we're being so machmir legabe Tumas Keri, what about Tumas Mace, which is a much higher, more serious level of Tuma? Why are we not makbid for Tvila before davening and learning after being having Tumas Mace? So he says, first off, there's a big difference between a Tuma that comes from something external versus something that comes from your own body. It's much more chamor when it comes directly from you. And he says there's a difference also between becoming tamei through accidental exposure to other types of tumah versus a voluntary tumah that came from a person's own volition. So that's much more serious. And he ends off with a quote saying that one of the things that's ma'akiv the geula is the fact that people daven in a state of tumah, and therefore the tefillah isn't really accepted because of that tuma, and that the reason why the galus is continuing is because all of our tefillahs for geula are being held back by the fact that they're being given up in a state of tuma. Reb Chaim then quotes the Magid Meisharim, written by the Beis Yosef, that the Magid tells him that a person should never ever ever miss going to the mikvah after having been balkeri, and that it's impossible for us to understand what the schar for this mitzvah is. And the Arizal writes that there's nothing more important and more crucial for a person to attain real understanding and spiritual Leah than going to the mikvah. He quotes the Rishis Chachma, and quotes the Gemara in Brachos Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that a person who's machmir on himself legabe Tfilas Ezra is going to have extended days and years. And Rechaim says that there's a many Torah leaders that were very careful to be makbid, to be tovel anytime that they were balkari, and it's written in many of the biographies. And he says here, and he says he doesn't remember where he saw this, but that he once saw that all the Sfarim that were accepted by Am Yisrael, and all the Sfarim that were written throughout the ages that became popular in Am Yisrael were written by people who were conscious and who were careful with Tfilas Ezra. And he ends off by saying today that nowadays mikvaos, you can get them anywhere. It's not so, you know, every community has a mikvah, that it's not so hard to go in, that a person should really be careful to should be makbid on Tfilas Ezra before davening. And he ends off by giving, he says that there's a machlokas about the permissibility of going to the mikvah on Shabbos. He says he himself doesn't feel like qualified to answer this machlokas in halacha. And he says, but if a person's going to go on Shabbos morning, that they should the water shouldn't be too hot. He says that a person should be careful not to do schita on his hair, and that a person shouldn't walk Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah with water on him. And he ends off the last line. He says, and the minhag of my father, the stipler, was to go to the mikveh even on Shabbos. So I think one of the things I've heard from guys in yeshiva throughout the past few years is that I'm not such a mikveh guy. I'm litvish, and there seems to be this misunderstanding about what the minhag in Lita was. And both Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rav Moshe Sternbach in Shuvos Van Hagos write that because the minhag in Lita was to tovel when a person was in a state of balkari, so because of that, for reasons of snias, people wouldn't publicize it. The Rebbeim and the Rabbanim, the Rosh Yeshiva, wouldn't publicize when they would go to the mikvah. And the children and the Talmidim mistakenly thought that they wouldn't go. But there's all sorts of stories and testimonies of some of the major Rosh Yeshiva going. The Chazon Ish had a mikvah in his own home. Shmuel Orbach says that that he saw the Chazon Ish tell people to be careful with Tfilas Ezra. And the stipler wrote that he felt, when he was asked about the popularity of his farm, he says that he felt that he had a lot of siyat dishmaya in the publication of his farm and the selling of his farm, because he himself had toiveled before writing every one of his farm. Chafetz Chaim was quoted by Rav Mendel Zaks as having been very makpid to go to the mikvah even on Shabbos itself. Rabbi Yitzhak Elchanan Spector, the namesake of our yeshiva, was careful to go to the mikveh whenever he could, even sometimes a few times a week. And apparently, according to his biography, Sefer Toldos Yitzhak, he went even in his old age. The altar of Navardak used to go. Rav Baruch Ber, it's told by a grandson of Rav Aaron Cutler, Rav Eliezer Schwartzman, says that, quotes his father-in-law, Rav Shlomo Volbi, that Rav Shlomo Volbi was once in Europe and he went to go visit Yeshivas Kamenetz. And apparently the Bachrim that hadn't gone to the mikvah wouldn't go up and wish a good Shabbos to Rav Baruch Ber, because apparently there were stories of Rav Baruch Ber being able to discern who had gone to the mikvah and who hadn't. And he apparently would give harsh musar to those who hadn't been toivel. And so the Bachrim who hadn't gone to the mikvah wouldn't go up to him. Rav Shach was makbid to tovel every Erev Shabbos. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld has a famous conversation with Rav Zonnenfeld and Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer about the importance of mikvah. And Rav Zonnenfeld said that if the mikvah has the ability to take a total goy and turn him into a yid when he's megayer, so how much more so does the mikvah have the power to transform a yid to be something much higher than that? Rav Elchanan Wasserman, or Elchanan, it's quoted that he was He never missed going to the mikvah and would do so even on Shabbos. And we see that there's a long lasting mesorah of this is not Hasidish propaganda. This is not just a Svardish thing. This is not just Al Pi Kabbalah. This is something that's been in the mesorah of the Gedolei HaYeshiva for hundreds of years, and Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be zochet to follow in the legacy of the Gedolim. We should be zochet to follow in the legacy of and the teachings of the Sara Torah, and Zchuso Yagen Aleinu.